This is a KUNV Studios original program.
The following is a paid program sponsored by Your Insurance Connection. The content of this program does not reflect the views or opinions of 91.5 Jazz and More, the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, or the Board of Regents of the Nevada System of Higher Education.
Good morning. This is Your Insurance Connection. I'm your host, Donald Marquez. On Your Insurance Connection, we talk about saving money on auto insurance, homeowners insurance, yes, and we talk about life insurance. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, I'm Donald Marquez. Welcome to another edition of Your Insurance Connection, broadcasting right here, KUNV 91.5, Jazz and More, Sunday morning. Welcome to my show. I'm an insurance agent that comes on air every Sunday morning from 8 a.m. to 8:30 to educate you on insurance. This is an educational program to help you, enlighten you on what's going on in the insurance world, which I've been a part of for the last 27 years, going on 28 years next month. We're in the month of May, so June I'll be 28 years. The time goes by so quickly. I was talking to a friend of mine just the other day, and my friend just bought a brand new car, and we had the conversation about the necessary laws that are in place to have car insurance. You have to have car insurance before you drive the car off the lot. That is the law. That's a requirement. Driving is a privilege. It's not a right. It's a privilege. Also, when you purchase a home and you sign in all those documents to get your house, to get your keys to the house, you must have homeowners insurance for your lender. If something happens to the house, your lender is compensated. You're not stuck on the hook for that large mortgage. These are put in place. These rules and laws are put in place to protect you. However, when it comes to life insurance, what if life insurance was a law that you had to have life insurance? You know how quickly you can pass on generational wealth with being required that everyone carries life insurance. Generational wealth would skyrocket. The rich use life insurance to pay their death taxes, to pass on their generation. So their offsprings inherit, the one generation to the next, inherit their generational wealth. They've been using this for years. Actually, life insurance was designed for the rich, and not so much for the average person, but for the rich, to avoid losing their inheritance, passing on from one generation to the next. They use life insurance to cover their debts when they pass away, so their next generation won't inherit the debt. The life insurance policy is a tax-free benefit. This is the only tax-free benefit that I know about. It exempts from taxes. You can get $1 million life insurance policy. $1 million life insurance policy because you lost a loved one. And no taxes. You pay zero taxes on that $1 million pot. Everything else, we're taxed. The food, if it's prepared, we're taxed on it, right? Your cars, you pay taxes on cars. You pay taxes on everything. Even pulling money out of your paycheck, you're taxed, and then you're retaxed on top of that. But a life insurance policy, to receive a benefit, tax-free benefit, that's the only benefit that I know that is a tax-free benefit. But if life insurance was the law of the land, you must have life insurance to create generational wealth so you won't create generational debt. Most of us don't understand how the function of a life insurance policy works. We get all this junk mail in the mail, and I receive it too as well. And a lot of this is travel accident insurance. I'm looking at a statement in the mail. Statement of benefits comes from one of the well-known motor clubs, and they're talking about accidental loss of life, hospitalization. All this emergency room, all this is accidental insurance. And the rates are so low, it makes it very attractive to the untrained eye. If you receive this information in the mail, it's just junk mail. You can get all this insurance, off $500,000 worth of insurance for less than three cups of coffee per month. For less than three cups of coffee per month for $500,000 worth of life insurance, and you're in your 70s. It doesn't even make sense. It doesn't make sense. What I do as an insurance broker, I sit down with you and go step by step. Easy application to fill out. or whether you want to come into my office, which is located right on the corner of Rancho Sahara in the U.S. Bank Center, 8th floor. I work by appointment, and my contact phone number, 702-236-2624. 702-236-2624. Or another option is we could do everything over the phone. I can submit your application for life insurance over the phone. Accidental insurance is not the policy you need. When you know, accident, I don't know who buys this. I don't know, but they sell it. They would not offer it to you if they didn't sell it. And it comes from well-known resources, your banks, your credit unions. Well-known resources offer you this, even your credit cards offer you this policy, which if you pass away of natural causes, and 99.9% of us will pass away of natural causes, the accidental-only life insurance policy will not pay your beneficiaries, because once you take that accidental-only life insurance policy into the funeral home, they're going to look at you and say, well, that's accidental. They died of natural causes. Your loved one died of natural causes. And you're just heartbroken. And every day, people get that news. Every day throughout our country. Now, keep in mind, the cost of funerals are going up. They're going up. They're skyrocketing. The rate of what you're paying for a funeral today has gone up. I think they just go up because they can. They have a service. It's unique. Very few people want to go to a funeral home for whatever. And you only go to a funeral home when you absolutely have to. So the people that work in a funeral home, they know they have a monopoly. I hate to put it like that, but it is a monopoly because, you know, they catch you at your worst time. You may or may not be prepared financially, but emotionally, you're a train wreck. Lose a mother, lose a father, lose a child, a spouse. You're a train wreck. You're absolutely devastated because you lost your loved one. And now you have the realization of the financial part of putting your loved one to rest, and you don't have the money. You've been offered life insurance, or they were offered life insurance for your loved one, and you made excuses. You said to yourself, well, I don't need a $20,000 life insurance policy for final expenses. I could save that. And you don't save the money. You don't save the money because we never know when that may happen. I've had people come to me and they said, you know what, for a $30,000 life insurance policy, I could save that over time. And, you know, and I've had people go that direction. And unfortunately, they only live a few years after we had that conversation. They didn't make it for the time. And looking at the policy, because I had one gentleman come in my office and he said, well, you know, $30,000 policy. And he looked at the rate and he did the math. And he said, well, it takes me 22 years to save that. You know, and he was, you know, he had health conditions. And he just couldn't save the money. And he passed away within the first 5 years. He passed away in the first 5 years. His family members came to me and they said, we wish we would have purchased a policy for him, but he was a little stubborn. And he said, no, I could save the money. You know, saving the money is, if you can save it and be that disciplined, that's good. But most of us are not that disciplined because, number one, in a savings account, it pays zero interest on your money. It pays you nothing. With a life insurance policy, you're getting about 3.5% interest on the money you spend every month. It also accumulates a bank on a whole life insurance policy for final expense to pay for that very expensive service that's going to come. It's going to come for all of us. And we do not want to leave our families devastated. I would love it that for the laws of the land to say you must have life insurance because you have auto insurance, and that's the law to have auto insurance. You know, you pay more for auto insurance than you do for life insurance. You pay probably more for cable television than you do for life insurance listening to this program right now. Now, it's fine to have all these different channels, but do you really need them? Now, when it comes to priorities, you say to yourself, you know, if I'm paying almost $200 a month for television and I have no life insurance, you're not balanced out. I can take you step by step through the process. My name is Don Marquez. This is Your Insurance Connection. For more information, my contact phone number, 702-236-2624, 702-236-2624. Located on the corner of Sahara and Rancho in the U.S. Bank Center, located on the 8th floor. I work Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And I'm, you know, a lot of you work during those hours, and I will work on a Saturday by appointment, 702-236-2624. I just want to thank the listeners that came in and purchased home, auto, life insurance. They called me. We made an appointment. They came up. They showed up for their appointment. Bring it all. Once you come in to see me, I want you to have all your paperwork. We're going to give you a quote on your auto insurance. Have your declaration page. A lot of times you can pull your declaration page up by way of your phone. And your homeowner's insurance policy, not necessarily. I don't need that policy. But your life insurance, if you do have a current life insurance policy and you haven't had a review, you haven't had a review in quite some time, now it's time to get a no obligation. I do not charge for insurance reviews. We'll sit down and review your current life insurance. I've had so many people come in, a lot of people come in and talk about, I need a review. I'm curious, where is my policy? Do I have any cash equity in my policy? And sometimes, you know, there's a lot of equity in the policy. Sometimes there's not. I had this young lady come in. She had over $17,000 in equity in her policy. She had no idea. She said, I've been paying on this policy for years. I had no idea I had this much money on my life insurance policy. And she said the reason why she was curious, she heard the program because she wanted to prepay for her funeral. And I said, well, you don't have to do that because you have enough life insurance and enough cash assets in this policy to take care of everything. Well, she said, well, that's true, but she didn't want to be buried in the ground. She wanted to be buried above ground. But it cost her close to $8,000 for this tomb or the crypt she wanted to be put to rest in. And she was very healthy, but she was just pre-planning. A lot of times we don't pre-plan. We don't have a conversation with our loved ones. And we're getting older every day. You know, you're in your 50s, 60s, 70s, and your 80s. I can get your life insurance policy up to 85 years young. From day one up to 85 years young. If you have AIDS or HIV from 40 to 80 years young, I can get you a life insurance policy. I'm going to say that again. If you have AIDS or know someone that's close to you with AIDS or HIV, can get them a life insurance policy between the ages of 40 and 80. I am so excited about that because for many years, I had no life insurance companies that would allow me to offer life insurance to people that have HIV or AIDS. They are living a lot longer. AIDS or HIV patients are living a lot longer today. I mean, look at Magic Johnson. He's living a long time. Everybody don't have Magic Johnson's money, but you know, everyday people are living longer through the medications through AIDS or HIV. It's not a cure, but again, I'm excited to have multiple companies that I can go to. When you come to see me, we're going to sit down. I'm going to find out about your health, your age, your medications you're currently taking. You know, have you been hospitalized for any reason? Do you have a stent in your heart, blood thinners? I want to know everything. And it's not a game. And sometimes I could ask you, okay, how much can you afford to pay a month? And I can put that dollar amount in the computer. It'll tell me how much life insurance you qualify. Now, there's no magic to it. It's just simple. The rates are based on your health, your age, whether you're a smoker, non-smoker, and height, weight. Sometimes, not all the times. I have life insurance policy where there's benefits are paid in 24 hours. Whole life benefits up to $40,000 for a final expense life insurance policy. I have other policies start at $100,000, you know, into the millions if you like. But if you're looking for that final expense life insurance, there's no health examination, just a few health questions. And they're yes or no. No health examination. It puts your mind at ease to know that you have something in place for your family members, for your family. You're doing this for your family. Life insurance is a gift of love. And, you know, if it was mandatory and you had to have life insurance, everybody would have it. And what that will do is keep a lot of us from accumulating your loved one's debt from one generation to the next. When you have to go into the funeral home and pay for one of your loved ones passing, and sometimes they come in twos and threes. You know, you bury your mother and all of a sudden now here's your dad. He passes away 6 months later. And then, okay, that's two funerals back to back and no life insurance. You may be the one listening to this program right now and say to yourself, you know, I may be the one have to pay for this. Can you depend on your siblings? Can you really depend on them to say, you know what, no problem. You know, mom and dad didn't have any life insurance. Let's go in all together and pay for it. But that a lot of times that doesn't happen. Unfortunately, that does not happen. And having conversation with family members, have the conversation, because there are people out there want to be cremated. Now, you may not know this information. Maybe only one of your siblings know it and the other ones don't. Have the conversation with your children to let them know where the life insurance policy is. Here's my life insurance policy. And then along with your life insurance policy, write down your mortgage, you know, or if you're a renter, who's your landlord? Who you pay rent to? Who's your mortgage company? The account numbers, your bank account numbers, right? The checking account, right? The banks you bank at. And also if someone, you know, if you lost your spouse, you need to have a change of beneficiary on your life insurance policy to put a new beneficiary in that person's place that passed away. This is why it's necessary to get an update. Get a life insurance review. My business hours are Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. My name is Donald Marquez. I'm a licensed insurance agent. If you'd like to check me out, you can contact the Division of Insurance, and my record is clean. My record is clean. I'm an insurance broker, been in the business for going on 28 years, started with Allstate Insurance Company back in the late 90s. Thank you, Ed Davis, for an amazing opportunity. He was an Allstate manager, and he gave me this unique opportunity just to change my life. And it has changed my life because I've helped so many people. I've helped many people throughout the years when that day comes, and it comes for all of us. You know, Ed told me, my manager at Allstate, and that's the first insurance company I worked for with my own agency. He said, you won't realize how important what you do every day until you deliver a death benefit to a family. And I experienced that. When I took that $100,000 check to a family, they had just lost the mother and the dad. It was tragic. And there was a young boy left behind. I think he was under 10 years young. He was young. And her sister had to raise the boy. But she made her sister the beneficiary of the life insurance policy. I never forget that day when I took the policy, the benefit to the sister. And, you know, it changed their life. It helped. And they had just came to this country, and they had jobs that, you know, they worked in the casinos. But they didn't have a lot of money. Now, they didn't have any children of their own. So she's raising. And you know, it was a long time ago. He's probably a grown man now. I was back in the early 2000s. I'm quite sure he's a grown man now, but the impact that it made for me as a life insurance professional, as an insurance agent, you know, it let me know exactly what Mr. Davis told me. You know, I realized then the significance of offering life insurance to my clients. You're going to need that money one day. Trying to save enough money to take care of final expenses is very difficult, especially if you don't have a loved one on the bank account with you. Now, people don't like to put people on their bank accounts because they're concerned about, well, if his name is or her name is on my bank account, they could go withdraw my money out of the account. But with a life insurance policy, you can take out a life insurance policy, pay on it little by little each month, put their name as beneficiary, your loved one as beneficiary, give them the policy. There's absolutely nothing they could do with the policy. Even if the beneficiary was the primary beneficiary or the primary beneficiaries are paying for the life insurance policy. In other words, they're the primary beneficiaries and the payer on the policy through their own checking account. They cannot make any changes on the policy because now you're the owner of the policy. My name is Donald Marquez. This is your Insurance Connection, 702-236-2624, 702-236-2624. Offering auto insurance, homeowners, renters, boat, motorcycle insurance, yes, and life insurance. I find this is extremely necessary for us to understand the different policies. You have term, you have whole life, you have universal life. And of course, you know, accidental, which I don't offer. Accidental is already built in your life insurance policy. Now, people ask me about the two-year wait, contestable period. And let me simply explain this to you. All life insurance companies have the right to do a two-year look back, especially if there's no physical. Now 2 years encompasses suicide for the first 2 years. Believe it or not, after the first 2 years, you know, I mean, you're good to go. I hate to be morbid when it comes to that, but I've been asked that question. But also concealment. So if you don't have a physical and you know you have an illness, and this has happened in the insurance industry, well, you've just been diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, right? And I was, oh, I need a life insurance policy. Now, you could pass away 6 months later, you know, your beneficiary will receive all the money back paid into the policy plus 10% interest. You know, life insurance companies have experienced a lot of different things over the years. You know, I'm a fiduciary. I'm in a position of trust. I'm in a position of trust. I trust the information that you're giving me, and I'm going to give that information to the life insurance company. We just met, of course, but I am in a position of trust. I'm going to accurately give the information to the life insurance companies that you give me, whether you're a smoker or a non-smoker. And I've had people come to me and say, well, you know, I don't smoke, and I can smell cigarettes on them as soon as they walk in the door. I'm in a position of trust. Trust me with your life insurance. I represent multiple life insurance companies. We'll find a policy that will fit in your budget that you can afford each month. And it's your savings account. It is your nest egg. Once you take out a life insurance policy, you don't want to pay it on for 6 months and then cancel it. You don't do that. Find something else to adjust in your finances. Do not cancel your life insurance policy. Again, I offer no obligation reviews to come in to review your current life insurance to make sure that you're not going down a path where you're paying on the policy and all of a sudden you realize you outlive the policy. That happens a lot with term life insurance. Now, some of the term policies I've read over the years that people have that come in to see me, sometimes those policies are convertible. You can convert term life insurance in most cases to universal life or whole life insurance. 702-236-2624. 702-236-2624. My name is Donald Marquez. This is your Insurance Connection. A license in the state of Nevada and also California. Yay. I just got my license in California. I'm so excited about it. Because, you know, Californians, they, when people from California hear this program, and KUNV 91.5, you know, we have listeners all over the country. When they contact me, they're ready to do business from California. And it was necessary for me, because I kept turning so many Californians away, you know, it was necessary for me to get my non-residence license in the state of California. I'm not a resident in California. I have a non-residence license in California to allow me to offer life insurance, auto insurance, homeowners in the state of California. A licensed insurance broker for going on 28 years. It's been an amazing career, and I'm not looking to go anywhere anytime soon. I love what I do. I would love to meet you, have a conversation with you about all of your insurances. You know, let's see if we can save money on your auto insurance policy. I know in the state of Nevada, every city has this, something. In Southern Nevada, our something is car insurance and car registration. Can't do anything about the registration, but I can tell you this. If you are a veteran, your benefit as a veteran, you do get an exemption. You may have to get your duty 214 to get the exempt, but it's going to save you a lot of money on your car registration. You could use that exempt for a property taxes, I believe, or to reduce your property taxes, or you can use it to register your vehicle. You receive an amazing discount. Now, only one vehicle. Also being a veteran, and I'm also a veteran, Air Force. Yay, Air Force. But if you are a veteran, right, along with your DD-214, the Boulder City Cemetery will accept you as a veteran and will pay for the plot and the headstone, the opening and the closing, and the container. It is an amazing savings when that day comes. If you have a loved one that's a veteran that's recently passed away or, you know, have less than 12 months to live, you can make arrangements at the Boulder City Cemetery to put your loved ones to rest. However, keep in mind, you know, they are accepting veterans. They also will accept your spouse. And you could be side by side or to my understanding, stacked on top or side by side. That is a large savings, because now the cemeteries are requiring that the casket put in the container. Now, if you want to be cremated, of course, they can also put the urn in the container. They can put that in the container for you. Again, the plot, the headstone, the opening and closing, the container, is all part of your VA benefits. My name is Donald Marquez. This is Your Insurance Connection, 702-236-2624. 702-236-2624. No obligation to come in to do an insurance review. Benefits are paid in 24 hours. Whole life benefits up to $40,000 on a final expense life insurance policy. No health examination to apply. Just a few health questions. One easy page application. Most people qualify with even health issues. Rates and benefits are locked in for the life of the policy. I want to make sure that, you know, when you come in, that you get a fully understanding of what, you know, life insurance is. We have term, we have universal life, we have whole life. And everyone is different. You could be identical twins, but you have different health problems. Now, if you have lupus, a history of cancer, diabetes, multiple sclerosis, I can get you a life insurance policy. If you have a loved one with Alzheimer's or dementia, I can get them a life insurance policy. My name is Don Marquez. This is Your Insurance Connection. Again, 702-236-2624. 702-236-2624. Right here at KUNV 91.5. Enjoy your Sunday morning. It's going to be a beautiful day. I love this time of the year. Until next week, just keep it crispy. Thank you for listening.